Cathal Curry comes from Kildrias but will attempt to mastermind the downfall of the Tyrone senior football champions Killeen Fianna on Sunday at Brewster Park in Enniskillen. The Niamh Connell manager waxed as Killeen Fianna took apart Kildrias in the Tyrone senior football championship semi-final, so perhaps there's an element of revenge on his mind. They've seen off the challenge of King's Court in a fancy Clontibret en route to the last four and are boosted by news that they've only one injury concern, with Hugh McDivitt carrying a hamstring strain into the tie. Good news for Killeen Fianna boss Damien O'Hagan is that both Johnny Curran and Patrick O'Farrell should be available for selection, although, says O'Hagan, Martinelli remains a doubt. It's a big occasion for the Fianna, the first semi-final since 89, against a good team.
Well, whenever you're playing a team like Atlantis, you need full strength, but we have a few injuries, but we're not too alarmed at the moment about them.
It's been a real team effort by Killeen Fianna this year, a fact not lost on O'Hagan as he prepares his side for Sunday's encounter.
Well, the management team of Peter Hearn and Joey McNeice and myself there, and then John Lynch and Kevin Collins and Brian Hearn as coaches and trainers have done a fantastic job, and we're looking forward to the challenge, and you know, who knows, we'll all know at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening.
The Glantys side, the Donegal champions, come into the tie after that wonderful victory over Clontibret, perhaps a slight favourite, and there's no doubt that Corey will have his homework done on the Tyrone champions.
Oh, I would imagine he knows everything about Killeen Fianna, whereas Glantys to us would be an unknown team altogether, you know, because we wouldn't have come across them.
That game at Brewster Park in Enniskillen, of course, is preceded by the game between Derrylaughan and Duhamlet of Monaghan in the Intermediate Football Championship. Derrylaughan focused, says Martin McKinless.
Oh, definitely, the lads are all working very hard. They're striving, they want to win more, and I suppose that's the best way to be.
And the sides have met before, earlier this season.
We played them in the Ulster League away early on, but you can't really go by anything but that. But they're not a bad side. They're strong, they're physical, they're hard-working. They're just a typical Monaghan team, you know what I mean? They're physically strong too. They've some good players too. They've a couple of county, three county men. Centre-half back, Colin Walsh, a boy, Ted Duffy. Some good players now.
The Tyrone Intermediate champions boast one or two good players themselves, was Captain Martin McStravag leading the way.
Yes, they've all stepped up the plate this last, since we won the intermediate title, it's sort of the monkeys off our back, and they've started to express themselves a wee bit more and pushing forward and showing a lot of leadership on the field. Just not alone Martin, a lot of other players has really come on since that.